Let us go to Psalm 39 and verse 12 for our thoughts for the day. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. We see on this occasion a Psalm of David that he had some sore sickness or affliction. And so he calls upon the Lord to have a regard for his tears in the midst of his sickness, for God to look upon him in the midst of his sickness and see the tears that he was pouring out. You know, sometimes when we visit people that are sick and ill, I find them instead of with a broken and a contrite spirit and tears of gratitude coming down their face that they're even yet still alive, and tears of appreciation for God's mercy, and tears of humility expressing their unworthiness. Many times I do not see this, but rather I see bitterness and complaint and murmuring against God. Why did this happen to me? Why is God so ugly in so many words that he allowed this? God is good, and he has a purpose, a divine purpose and plan in everything that happens to you. And the word said, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. And the Bible said that God had given Jesus Christ to be the head over all things to the church. And so, beloved, if he's the head, and if he makes all things work together for good, then even in our sickness, as King David here, if we will turn and pour out our tears unto the Lord, beseeching him to have mercy upon us and spare us and give us strength before it's time for us to really depart this world. And certainly we know that God did hear David's prayer, and God did answer and raise him up, and he lived a rich, full life before the Lord. And then again, beloved, we see tears being poured out when we're lonely, when we're as a pilgrim. In Psalm 42 and verse 3, we find the word going here from verses 1 through 3. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept thy holy day. And so the writer of this psalm here expresses also his feeling of being a pilgrim and a stranger when through some catastrophe or affliction he was prevented from going to the house of God. But he wept and poured out his tears in a grateful remembrance of the time when he did have the privilege to go up to the house of God and worship and serve God with the multitude. Then he poured out his heart, his longing heart, that God would raise him up, that he again would be restored to that privilege. Many times in my day, I find folk, they want to be healed. They want to be raised up so they can go do the thing that their carnal heart desires, to go and serve their own will and their own way in some selfish way. But beloved, if we would let God sanctify the desire of our heart and come before him with the right motive, and let him fill our eyes with beseeching tears, with grateful tears of remembrance when it was well with us, that and ask him to restore us a spirit, soul, and body, that we might again return to serve him. What is your motive if you're sick today for wanting to be well? What is your motive if you're sick in your body? Is it so that you can go back to your job, go take care of your family? Well, now all these things are good, and God knows that, and these things we should do, but that should not be our primary motive. Our underlying original motive should be that God restore us so that we can be raised up in newness of life to serve him and go to his house and worship him. And then all these other things we would be able to do that are needful and necessary. And so how good to know how to approach the Lord. Yes, the Lord gives us, beloved, times of separation. And sometimes he cuts us off seemingly from others, to where we feel that we're pilgrim and a stranger in a weary land. And God permits this also, that He might heal your soul from looking unto the creature instead of the Creator. How good God is to make a pilgrim out of us. Then we'll find what we really do want in the bottom of our heart. On this occasion, this man thirsted and longed for God. His soul painted after the Lord, just like a little deer that would be running fast. And sometimes little deers, they tell me, when they are trying to escape from the hounds that are chasing them, they will jump into a water brook and swim for a season to throw the dogs off a track. And so, beloved, he likens his hungry, thirsty soul unto a little deer running for dear life. And so if we just pour out our souls unto God and say, God, heal our souls, and use the salty tears coming down our face, and let God use them as a means of purifying our souls, that our motive might be to be raised up and to seek Him. And again, beloved, in Psalm 80, we find that God gives tears through chastisement. And you know, God said that every son that He loves, every son that He receives, He said He chastens. And if we be without chastisement, He said that we're bastards. We're not legitimate sons. But here we find God chastening His people. In Psalm 80, beginning in verse 3, it says, "Turn us again, O God, and cause Thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt Thou be angry against the prayer of Thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause Thy face to shine, and we shall be saved." And so, beloved, a lot of times God raises up warfaring circumstances and warfaring situations in our lives because it is a form of chastening us. It's the great mercy of God to turn us again unto Him. And then when we turn to Him, then He will turn to us and cause the light of His countenance to be lifted up again and to shine upon us. But how beautiful and how precious and how wonderful and how merciful God is to us, that when we take the wrong way, that He lets heartaches and trials and tribulations come, and He gives us the bread of tears to eat, and He gives us meat, beloved, in the form of tears, that we might discover the vanity, the vexation of the spirit, and all of the emptiness that's out there in this world when we turn away from the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank God for a broken and a contrite spirit. Thank God for the tears of chastening, and the tears that come in sickness and in loneliness. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for the Lord Jesus Christ, Thy beloved Son, who loved us and gave Himself for us, and who is our bright and shining example. And Lord, as Thou didst weep in the days of Thy earthly journey, teach us how to weep and to pour out our tears before Thee, that You might have respect, that we might be lifted up, and that we might be changed from glory to glory, because we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.